Alenka Benerova, the head of the women's advocacy group Forum 50%, raised eyebrows last week when the media reported her comments that women in politics faced rudeness and a general negative attitude from their male colleagues. The comments underline a generally dire situation for women in Czech politics. The country has one of the lowest representations of women in politics in the developed world. Just 15.5% of MPs and 17.3% of senators are women, according to a recent study. So what is keeping women back in this largely progressive society? I spoke with Jana Smigel-Skavková, a representative from Forum 50%, and began by asking her precisely this question.
Quite a difficult question, and the answer would be rather complex, but I think the main reason is that still the political parties are not really willing to put women in a high position on the ballots, on the candidate list, because I think that the Czech voters are ready to, you know, to support women in politics, and we've done even some opinion polls, and it turned out that about 90% of Czech citizens wish to have more women in politics. So I would say there's a big problem with the political parties and the way the nominations, all these procedures work that exclude women.
And the head of your organization, Lenka Benerova, recently said that women face rudeness as well in politics and a general sort of negative attitude. Is that the case?
Well, yeah, that's definitely true. We have like several, you know, experiences, or like we know from several active female politicians that they really have to face very negative behavior from their male colleagues, which is quite common in Czech politics because the political culture is still not really fully developed, I would say. And the politics is like a real men's world, I would say. So women kind of don't fit in it.
And speaking of this man's world that you mentioned, women in politics are often referred to in terms of being mistresses, and married male politicians are alleged to have various mistresses and so on. Do you think that somewhat belittles women, and do you think that women in high positions, for example, the First Lady Klausova and other women, should perhaps stand up more and sort of present a more positive image of women?
That would definitely help, but often the first ladies, or how to say it, I would say that's also a problem, that you talk more about, you know, first ladies than about real politicians, like female politicians who are in power, and the concrete first ladies we have in Czech Republic, so talking about the wife of Mr. President, with our premier, it's even more complicated at the moment. I don't think that's really relevant, even though I think it would help if they would stand up and support women politics, but those women, they never did it.
And last question, what exactly does your organization do to try and change this situation?
Well, we try to support all female politicians, doesn't matter from which party they come from, and we try to create a kind of cooperation between them, and we also try to lobby within the political parties to push for some, you know, positive actions or quotas. And we try to inform the broad public about the necessity of increasing political representation of women.
And that was Jana Smigel-Skavková talking to me earlier.